We're going to use our imagination in this healing meditation. We're going to visualize a scene and allow our deeper feelings to come through. This is not easy for us, particularly when our deeper feelings are painful. So we must begin with prayer. Lord Jesus, when the man said to you, "If you want to, you can heal me," you exclaimed, "Of course I want to. Be healed." We are that man now, here, desperate for your touch. We rely utterly on your grace. Bless us now as we face our wounds and we cry out for healing. Give us a strong sense of your loving presence among us, a strong sense of your loving presence here during this meditation. Use our gift of imagination to make concrete the action of your grace in us today. Amen. To begin our meditation, I want you to imagine that you are on the cross. You are hanging on the cross. Try to focus not so much on the physical pain, which is horrendous, as on the hurt in your heart and in your soul. It is your inner woundedness that has put you on the cross. What has wounded you in life? Where are you really hurting? Where do you need healing? Do you even know? What memories and feelings are rising up in your heart now? Try and stay with these thoughts, especially painful thoughts. As you hang on the cross, I want you to imagine that down below you on the ground, there is a crowd of people. Perhaps a few, perhaps a great many. These people are angry and they're shouting. They're shouting at you. These people are jeering at you, hurling all sorts of insults at you. For these are all the people who have ever hurt you in your life. As you hang on your cross, can you feel the pain they are causing you? Can you remember times and places when they hurt you? Can you see their faces? Can you recognize who they are in that crowd? Perhaps you see a stranger you met only once, but who hurt you greatly. Perhaps you see familiar faces, people you know only too well. Maybe some of the folk in that crowd who are abusing you are friends, even family. Maybe the ones who have hurt you most deeply are very close to you. It may be that some of these angry people are now dead and gone, but you can still feel the pain they caused you. Try and stay with that pain as you hang on the cross. Maybe you even see yourself among that crowd. It may be that the person who has hurt you most is your own self. Try to recognize all the faces down below you. And as you do, remember the hurts. But don't take issue with them. Just stay with that pain. For this is your cross. All life's baggage of knocks, disappointments, misunderstandings, rejections, betrayals, bad choices. This is not easy. But stay with that pain. Look at all these people who are hurting you, have hurt you in the past, who may well continue to hurt you in the future. As you hang on your cross, I want you now to realize that you are not alone on the cross. Someone is beside you, behind you, around you. Jesus is on the cross with you. Jesus is right beside you now. For his cross is not separate from yours. Your cross is his cross. Your hurt is his hurt. Your pain is his pain. For all those people you see shouting at you, they are shouting at Jesus too. All the pain that they have caused you, they are inflicting on him too. But even as he shares your pain right now, understand this. He will not stop them jeering, spitting, screaming. He will not stop them jeering, spitting, screaming at you. He will not magic away your pain. But he shares your pain. And he will always share your pain. This is Jesus' cross. Your cross, and the crosses of everyone who's ever lived. This is his passion. All the hurt, and all the hate, and all the evil in our world. Your cross will not go today, but know that you are not alone. Your pain is felt by the very Son of God. and he freely embraced your cross as his own. He is with you now on your cross, and he supports you. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. The one person who never deserved a cross took to himself all our crosses. And by his wounds, we are healed. Jesus is the wounded healer. Yes, that crowd of people are still there, shouting at you, hurting you. So many of your problems, your hurts, your sore memories will not go away. But you are not alone. You are not condemned. You are not unimportant. As you hang on your cross, I want you to listen now as Jesus speaks. He is speaking to the crowd down below you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Can you speak Jesus' words yourself? Can you make his word of forgiveness your own? Maybe that's too hard for you just now. Maybe the pain you have suffered, are suffering, is too great for you. Maybe you are in no mood to forgive or forget. Jesus doesn't forget. But he readily forgives. And he calls us, all of us, to choose love, not hate, and thereby to choose life, not death. Even if you can't say, I forgive from the heart, know that he is with you. He stays with you on your cross. Always. His presence, his healing presence, is unconditional. He embraced the cross gladly for all mankind, gladly for you. There are no quick fixes, especially for the greatest hurts. You need to be able to look at those who have hurt you and say with all your heart, Father, forgive them. Father, I forgive them. Father, I forgive so and so. If this is too much for you now, focus on Jesus with you, now and always. His woundedness, which is your woundedness, can give you strength now. For peace in the heart is not the absence of pain, but the certain hope of wholeness, rooted in trust of a loving Father. So true peace can start right now, even in the midst of the cross. Stay on your cross just now. Feel his presence and his strength supporting you. Know that the angry crowd are still there. try to say with Jesus, Father, forgive them. This is the only path to real and lasting healing, to real and lasting peace. Let us finish by praying with and through Jesus. Father in heaven, I am wounded, I am hurt by what others have done, and by what I have done, and by what I have failed to do. By myself, I am unable to become whole again, and my joy is too often hollow and short-lived. You sent Jesus as my Saviour, not just for a life to come, but for here and now. Fulfill in Jesus' passion and death your holy purpose. Re-Eden my exiled soul. Restart my faltering heart. Renew my jaded spirit. Reach with your healing touch where human hands cannot go. Here now, soothe and calm my fears, bind up my aching wounds, and show me that only love endures, and only love brings fulfillment and wholeness. Help me to forgive as I am forgiven, gladly and with my whole heart. Help me to throw off the stale fruits of hatred and vengeance, a sour harvest that sickens my heart and depresses my zest for life. Father, show me that my cross is not going to disappear, but embracing its mystery can make me a better, deeper person, and its cruel frame can be used to strengthen my care for others. Father, make me whole, not just in the life to come, but here, now, today. In Jesus' name, Lord, forever and ever. Amen.